Would y'all pray for me?
Have you ever found yourself in a place, maybe after a strenuous activity, maybe you've been working outside and you are craving some nourishment, craving some cold water, my beverage of your choice, whatever it may be. And we come inside, looking forward to that cold beverage, and we go to the cabinet, and we get down a cup out of that cabinet, and we get that cup, and we tip it up to take a drink. Obviously, we had to put something in it first. So we set it on the counter, and we wait, and is it going to fill itself? No. There has to be a little bit more effort put into it. So we go and we fill that container with something that we know is going to, that we can benefit from. Something that we can receive some nourishment from. Something that is going to quench our thirst. Something that is going to do us some good. That cup, or whatever it is that we got, isn't going to fill itself. We're going to have to put in some effort for it to be filled. So I want us to ask ourselves this evening, again, I wrote on the board, fill my cup, and I want us to maybe ask ourselves the question, Lord, am I full of You? Is my cup full? Is it not only full, is it overflowing? And do I have the things or the resources in my life that are necessary to keep me pressing on, that's going to help me face my day-to-day trials? Or have I started to dry up? Do I still have that desire that I once had when I started out living for You? Do I still have that passion? Do I still have that zeal? You know, it was mentioned a few weeks ago, we are going to have our up and downs in living for the Lord. We're going to have our highs and the lows. And I believe there is a stability that the Lord wants to bring. There is a stability that the Lord wants us to have in Him. But we are human. We are human. We're going to have battles we're going to face things that are going to suck the life out of us at times. That's going to weigh us down a little bit. And we're not always going to feel like we're on top of the mountain. We're not always, or I don't anyway, I'm not going to say that every day I wake up with just, and Lord help me, that every day I wake up full of scriptures and full of songs and just rejoicing. And no, sometimes I feel like the mountain's sitting on top of me instead of being on top of the mountain. I do. But the Lord wants to bring a balance to that. And just a reminder, He is faithful to be there to help us through every walk of life. But if we're not careful, I believe we can find ourselves on one extreme. And I like to look at it this way. If you looked at it as a scale, and one way being extreme, I'm just on top of the mountain all the time, and then down here I am just so discouraged, so down in the mully grubs, and just, if we're not careful, we can tend to lean to the end of that scale, and then we find that we're missing something, and discouragement can take over, and that's where we need to be careful, that we don't let it get that far, that we don't let it get to that point where we find ourselves discouraged, and so many times people have the thoughts, what's the use of trying? What's the use in continuing on? But the Lord wants to give us the things in our life and give us the resources we need that there can be a balance in our lives. There's a scripture, and we don't have to turn there, Psalms 1 and 3. And part of that scripture says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season." Have I put myself, or have I allowed myself to be planted in a place where I do not have to be dry? That I can be planted by that water where I can reach out and get the nourishment that I need to bring forth in my life the fruits that the Lord wants me to bear for Him. A tree that is flourishing, a tree that is alive, a tree that is not withered. One of the commentators said this. He said, a tree that is planted, not one that grows of itself, not a wild tree, but a tree that is removed from its native place and soil and planted elsewhere. A tree that is situated by the rivers of water. Divisions, rivulets of water, which running about the plants makes them very fruitful and flourishing, and which may intend the river of love of God and the streams of it, the discoveries and applications of it to regenerate, that well of living waters and streams that are there to revive, refresh, supply, and comfort His people. You know, God has put in each and every one of us a desire to be filled with something. It was part of His plan. We have a desire to be filled with something. So where are we planted today? What are we looking to for our sources of nourishment? And whom or what are we seeking to fill our hearts and our lives, to fill our cups? What causes an empty cup? What causes an empty vessel? You know, I believe there could be many, many, many answers to that question, depending on where you find yourself at in life, what circumstances you're having to deal with. I believe people face different things that can draw from that, and there's just things in different people's lives, that different situations people find themselves in. But I felt like the Lord brought this thought to me. An empty cup, or let's say spiritual dryness, comes from underfeeding or starving our souls. You know, the enemy has learned, I'm thinking of time this evening, the enemy has learned to use time against us. He has learned to use time against us. You know, we all live life. We are all on the go, and it just seems more and more and more. We have to get it done. We have to go there. We have to go there. Have to go here and there. We struggle to live by schedules and deadlines, and our minds are constantly racing and thinking and what needs to happen next, and what do I have to get done, and when does it have to be done by? And if we're not careful, slowly over time, God tends to get squeezed out of the picture or put on the back burner. And I think one of the key things to keeping our vessels filled, to keeping our cup filled, is spending that key time and that needed time in prayer, in reading, with the Lord. We start to put God on, well, we go through our daily lives, and, you know, it's just a little scenario. We wake up in the mornings and we hit that snooze button a couple times, maybe one or two times, and then finally we do get up and we find that we're running 5 to 10 minutes behind, and so, you know, of course we have a deadline to meet. We got to be somewhere at a certain time. But you know what? Maybe it's not a big deal. Maybe we can just say a prayer in the vehicle on the way to work. And I'm not looking down on that at all. I believe the Lord hears those prayers. But if we get in those kind of habits, and that becomes reoccurring, we begin to develop maybe a hit-and-miss relationship with God. You know, we have our devotional and our prayer time when we think we have a few extra minutes or we can fit into our hurry schedules. But it's not priority. It's not priority. That prayer time we need becomes, we put other things in front of that. We have other priorities. We find that over time, we lose that quality time that we need with God and that He needs and that He deserves. You know, if I start to do away with, or if I start to miss or totally do away with that quality time needed with God, how can I expect Him to give me and continue to fill me with what I need in life? There's a verse, I believe that's in Matthew. It said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." That's what the Lord wants to see of us. He wants us to come looking to Him to fill us, not looking to the other things in this life to fill us, but depending on Him and depending on Him for all our needs. I want to look at a very popular or very well-known passage of Scripture. Just a passage letting us know what the Lord can and what He will do for us, and that is Psalms 23. Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I appreciate this passage. I look at this passage that this is what God can do and what God will do for us. And I want to encourage you to look to God for your wants and your needs and the things that we need in this life. You know, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We need nothing. We really don't need anything in this life outside of God. When it all boils down to it, He is all we need. He can provide every need. His pastures are tender grass. His waters of rest and refreshment. He can bring healing when we're sick. Restores us when we wander. Leads in the right paths. He fills our cups to overflowing. He wants to overflow our cups. He wants us to stay full. And He wants me to have the tools necessary to fight my battles. He wants to water my life so that it can grow and bear fruit for Him. He not only wants to fill me up, but He wants to give me the best possible. To give me something that will last. You know, so many times in this life we acquire things. We have things. But they're only temporary. But the Lord can give us something that will see us through everything in life, that we can lean on Him. And it's there to stand on. It's there till forever. As long as we need it. But again, He wants us to come asking and seeking. Not only when we're on top of the mountain and we're feeling good and everything's going our way, but every day. And not that we want to make it just out of habit or just out of routine, but we do it out of that we come before Him out of a love. Out of a love that we have that desire and we have that passion to seek Him for the things that He can give us. Thinking back real quick to the busyness of life. I wonder, sometimes we get in the mindset that if we could somehow get away from the deadlines and the schedules and all the hustle and the bustle, and if we could just slow down, this has been my thoughts before, that if we could just slow down, then it would just kind of poof, it would just kind of happen. And the Lord would just kind of pour on me the things that I needed. And that there wouldn't have to be much work on my part. That, Lord, here I am. I don't have anything going on. So just go ahead and give me what you think I need. You know, so much of the time we want growth. We want things that we know are going to benefit us. We want it now. But we don't want to do what's necessary to get it or to obtain it. We want it in some kind of spectacular or extraordinary way. We want to see the fireworks, so to speak. We want to see something miraculous. But maybe that's not what the Lord has in mind all of the time. We want it, but we have to put in the effort required to get it. And that can be as simple as just getting on your knees, coming to the Lord, telling Him where you're at in life, letting Him know you need Him, you want Him. Maybe He's not always going to allow us to be in revival meetings and in camp meetings. Maybe He's not always going to allow us to sit under a really anointing message. Maybe we can't always find ourselves in those situations. But just coming to Him, a simple prayer. What's the song say? Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, lift it up, and make me whole. Do you feel full tonight? Do you feel that the Lord is constantly supplying your needs? Are you looking to Him to supply those needs? Are you benefiting from what He can give you as you have in the past? Are you encouraged? Or are you overflowing? Or do you feel kind of dry? Does our cup or does our vessel have a couple cracks in it? The Lord can offer healing. The Lord can heal wounds. He can heal those cracks to where those vessels can hold the things that He gives us. Maybe you've gotten to the point in your life where your cup is kind of old and dusty. We heard about that this morning in Sunday school. He wants to come in and clean our lives. The Lord can help us to clean our cups, clean our vessels. Are we trying to fill our lives with things other than what Christ has to offer? Maybe we are full this evening, but what are we full of? And do I still find joy in serving the Lord, or trying to live for Him, or has trying to live for Him become more of a burden than a blessing? I want my life to be well watered. I want my life to bear fruit. You know, sometimes it's so easy for me to look at myself and think that I can supply my own needs. It's just we get in routines of life and we become dependent upon ourselves, I believe, if we're not careful. And I believe so many times we face things in life that, well, we come out of camp meeting seasons and, man, we're so alive, we got so much energy. Everything's fresh in our minds, but we go on and time goes on and we let those little things start creeping back to our lives. We find ourselves getting back in those same ruts. And then those things start to occupy our time. And we get out of the habit of our daily talking to the Lord, our daily devotionals. I know I spoke with a young man, and that was his struggle in life. He said, man, he goes, I just find it hard to keep up that routine of my worship and my prayer time every morning. And, you know, it might be okay. You know, we can make do. We can make do. And, you know, sometimes we do forget, but we can make do in life. If we miss one or two and, you know, and we honestly didn't think about it, you know, but I believe we can recover from that. We can recover from that. But we go on in life and that starts to become habit. That starts to become routine. Then we're making room for other things in our life. Lord, help us to be wise with our time, our time management. Lord, help us to seek Him for the things that He wants in our lives, and then to be willing to accept the things that He wants to fill us with. I believe that is key too. Sometimes we ask the Lord, Lord, fill me with what You know I need. And so maybe we're not quite happy with what He gives us. Lord, help us to be satisfied with what the Lord gives us. He knows our needs. He knows what to give us. I want to learn to depend upon the Lord for all my needs. I don't want to get to the place in my life that I feel empty. Yes, I'm going to have my highs and my lows, but I don't want to go to that one end of the scale where I just feel I'm completely empty. Empty can be, I have found empty to be a lonely feeling. Empty can be a lonely feeling. Just to encourage you tonight, don't let it go that far. Don't continue to seek the Lord. I want my life to be nourished by the things of the Lord. Y'all pray for me.